धस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तुष्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न ज्वयामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्तिके। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my transcendental guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and also in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. By their mercies, we are reaching all so many places, and everywhere all the audience are so much inspired and remembering their gurus, Srila Prabhupada, little always remembering. Also, I have come for this purpose, main object, to increase their faith and to inspire them in his teachings by mood is like this, my object is this, to help the devotees as he ordered in me in his last days. So I want to inspire again them. One question comes, an intelligent person, devotees, they should think over this thing. Why a devotee is utter Harinam and Diksha, serving his Gurudev so much, being always with him in Brahmacharya Ashram, even they took sannyas, renounce order even. Also serving in so many ways, in book distribution, always first number, second number in whole world. Also helping in Gurukuls so much. Also in making so many different parts of the world, so many temples, bringing so much money, either from hook and crook, but they brought. But why? They left, some of them, most of them, his line. Why they became weak? Why? It was so. Why they went to family house, family lives? The Brahmins were engaged in temple worshipping. Almost all they became in marriage life, and this gave up or what?
Krishna consciousness.
They returned back. Some of them or became against. Why it was? Why it became so? So we must think over that. I know all these senior disciples of Swamiji. Swamiji means your Prabhupada, my Shiksha Guru. All the disciples here, senior Vaishnava, they were brahmachari and giving their whole energy to help him, to serve him. But why it became so? All became weak. Even the sannyasi who took sannyas order, renounce order, they left this sun. Why it became? We should try to think about that. In future you should be very careful. It is very most important thing to think over. I know that so many senior Vaishnavas here, why they left that line? When they were with their guru, very energetic, so much. In this connection, I want to tell something. You know that when we plant any seed of weak trees, like mango, like so many trees, first, we should give water, waterize, properly, and to save the plant that other animals cannot graze and take away. But doing so, if it came in a plant shape, still we give proper water and proper care. But when its root goes very down and it begins to take water from earth, then no need of giving so much. Because it is taking water from earth. But we'll have to give some fences to protect. Otherwise, even it can be destroyed by any animals or anything. Even by mad elephant. And that is offense. So we must associate with Gurudev, with high class of devotees who are self-supported, taking water from ground, and now they are so big. Any elephant cannot do anything. There is no elephant, nothing. With them, you should have you are associating with them. Then gradually, first it will come nishtha, and then after nishtha, it will come ruchi. Ruchi meaning
taste.
In what? Chanting, in hearing katha. First it will come in hearing katha, so much taste. That if he will hear that, oh, any Vaishnava, high class has come here. Oh, he can come from, oh, 1,000 miles, giving up all jobs. And he will want to be in their company. So, the stage, when you have taken diksha, Harinam, you are chanting something. You are helping all these projects of Gurudev. But anartha has not gone yet. And taste has not come. And you have given up your worldly life. This stage is very critical. Very, very critical. And if you are not so much careful in waterizing more, fencing more, then your bhakti can be uprooted or it will be very weak. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his personal servant, Kala Krishna Das, went with him in South India. Perhaps you all know. He went, and he was about 3-4 months. But he has never a taste in chanting or remembering or hearing Hari Katha. But he was helping Mahaprabhu anyhow. Very lucky he was. But he has no taste. And what became? He was attracted by Bhattathari.
Gypsy girls.
So beautiful. And in a moment, oh, he was attracted. And he gave up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. He was chanting Hare Krishna, everywhere in all temples there, making all Vaishnava. But what became? This fellow has never tasted, oh Mahaprabhu, I want to hear Hari Katha. No? He has nothing. He never questioned Mahaprabhu. He never heard all these things. And in the other hand, Raghunath Das Goswami, what he did from beginning, from very beginning, he was in the association of Haridas Thakur, his Gurudev, what name?
Yadunandanachar.
And then he came quickly, being restless, and he came to Puri. In the council of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu became very happy to see him. Oh, we have come out from the, where? From the?
Beach of a stool.
From his stool, well of his stool. Very good, I liked. And he gave him in the hands of Srila Swarup Damodar. From today you are of Swarup Damodar. You can know more than me in his association. Treat him like your teacher, Shiksha Guru. And he, giving up all his attachment, worldly attachment, requirements, everything totally surrendered in the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar. Always hearing. And note down in his heart and his diary also. He wanted to hear more from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to hear more from Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all others. When he was in council, hearing so patiently, writing all in his heart, all. and totally following them. And what he became? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Swarup Damodar Gadadhar, he could not tolerate the separations of these Vaishnavas and Mahaprabhu. At once he left. He came to Vrindavan to die. I cannot tolerate the separation of my Gurudev. All the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have left me. I am now alone and weeping, happening. He came to Vrindavan to
give up
his life in jumping in Jamuna or jumping from
Govardhan
to die. But he was now in the association of Rup and Sanatan. Not only them, all the Goswami. And then he was on the bank of Radha Kunda. What doing? Always, 24 hours. Sankhya Purabaka Namagan Natibhikala Vashani Krito Nidrahar Vihar Kadi Bijito Chatanta Dino Radha Krishnam Aharinasam Praja Mohito Bande Rupasanatano Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopal. Oh, like falling like this. So you can see, in one hand, Kala Krishna Das, and in the other hand, Raghunath Das Goswami. He also kicked out his one very high class of devotee, Choto Hari Das. He was always with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that this devotee has some connection with any lady. Though she was like very old Sikhi Maiti sister, Madhvi Devi. And he used to think that, she is my dharma. Dharma, you know?
Religious mother.
You know?
Godmother.
What is called?
Godmother.
Eh?
Like new mother.
New mother. Giving up his own mother, father, everything. And now he was related with a old lady. She is my mother. Very bad things. Don't make any sister.
Religious sister.
Sister or mother or brother and father. Don't. Your guru is
father, mother,
everything. Why to knew these things? You'll be what? Destroyed. So always be careful all this. So we should try to do like that. What Raghunath Das Goswami did. We should try to know. Sukadeva Goswami. Though he was Nirvisheshvadi, but
impersonalist.
Not so, but somewhat like that. What he was?
Absorbed in the feature of the Supreme Truth, which has no variety and characteristics. Nirvisheshvadi.
But in the association of his father, very high class of what? Like Narayan. Narayan has infested his shakti,
power.
Bhakti shakti in him. So he was like Narayan, but not Narayan. Shaktyavesh avatar Narayan. And how he was qualified? He divided all the Vedas in four. He made Brahma Sutram. So all the Purans. And he was not satisfied, but by the mercy of Srila Narad Gurudev, he arised. all Srimad Bhagavat came in his heart. Srimad Bhagavat is transcendental. Gita is transcendental, not like a book only. If he will give it to fire and it will be burned. Oh, Gita is not. These are the what? Of himself, God, Krishna. These are the Banis.
Instruction.
Bani?
Teachings.
Words of Krishna. Sometimes these are covered and sometimes
manifest.
And after that he taught whole Srimad Bhagavat to Sukhdev Goswami. And then in his first council of Srila Parikshit Maharaj. And all those who heard became high class of devotees. So that stage is very critical. When any devotee has left his wealth, reputation, his money, his wealth, his wife, children, and everything, position, all position, but has no taste even, oh, very critical. At that time, you should not give up the association of high class. If you are always try to be far away, then you will be so weak, and after some time Maya will come and she will attract you. And that is the case. After Swami Maharaj, he left this world and joined his Prabhu, conjugal service. The devotees became so weak. They could not understand that what should we do? There was now so much high class of devotees to shape them to tell Hari Katha. So they became weaker, weaker, weaker. And they began to think, what will be in future? This was problem. What will be? If we are in institution of Krishna consciousness, what will be our future? They began to think. No faith on Krishna, no surrender, no saranagati. And thus they became weaker, weaker, and they left all everything. Their dependent began to depend on what? Wealth. How to collect money? How to be happy? So they were very intelligent. They have served their Gurudev also. So by that, I know that some of them, they have become so wealthy. They are doing well. And they are thinking that you are very well. But we are thinking that not well. What will all this be of use? If Krishna Bhakti is not there, and if Krishna Bhakti is there, and nothing is there, even it is. Very good. To be pure, very good. To maintain anyhow our lives. But if bhakti is there, this now is iron age. Computer and all other things. How much flourishing. So many things we are discovering to be happy. But no one is happy. They think, only two persons can think that we are happy. One really who has some taste in Krishna name, hearing Hari Katha, and if taste is there, they can be somewhat happy. And others, only mad person, taking so much drug, falling down in a
ditch.
And dogs are washing their mouths. Oh, they are thinking, oh, we are monarch of all. Oh, we are very happy. Only they. No. So we should be very careful about this. One day, very soon old age is coming, running. That why, how you are beautiful, your passage will dry. So much problems will come very quickly. And after that, you cannot take anything what you are now collecting. So remind these things. And again you should be very inspired and trying to chant more. If you are chanting, you are remembering the pastimes of Krishna. You should have a strong faith on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu words. Cheto darpanam arijanam. Bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam. Sreyavakaira chandrika vitaranam. Vidya vadhujivanam. Anandam bodhi vardhanam. Pratipadam purnamritasvadanam. Sarvatmasnapanam. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. You should explain this. You have forgotten. Again here. And we have so much faith in this. By this only you can be happy. Otherwise never. Why these names are... Oh, कोई दे दो तो वो उसमें जिसे इसको छूना ना पड़े छूने से ही गड़बड़ हो जाती हाँ यू सर नो दैट कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ही इज सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ही इज वेरी पावरफुल वेरी वेरी पावरफुल इवन हिज मैनिफेस्टेशंस कैन क्रिएट thousands and thousands of
universe
in a second, and they can destroy and again they can create so many. But in the same time, Krishna is very merciful. He is very sweet. He is very beautiful. He is abode of all the good qualities. So all the qualities, all the power, all mercy, everything he has invested in Kali Yuga in then 16 names. And by this process, oh, now names are himself Radha and Krishna, very powerful, more than Radha and Krishna themselves. You can fulfill all your desires. If Radha Krishna you can see, oh, automatically all your desires will be fulfilled. But more than that, you should know that, oh, Krishna will not come. We cannot take darshan. Only by the help of, by the mercy of name, we can have a darshan. So these names are so much powerful, more than Radha and Krishna. He has made it like so. So he is telling, now you can see here. But we have no so much faith. Haridas Thakur has faith. Pralhad Maharaj has faith. Our acharyas, all, top to bottom, they had faith. Swamiji also, my Gurudev also. We have some trust, not so much, but we have. We don't know, don't want any worldly things. We only want to have some love and affection in name, chanting name. It will do.
So,
we are not doing sometimes kirtan. What to tell of sankirtan? If you are following, oh, you will not fall down.
Then, how...
Arjanam. What becomes like some books are in glass almirah. Understand? We have kept some books in Almira, which coverings are of made of very glass. Fine
glass.
You can see the books, what is books there. You can read the name, what books are there, but you cannot touch because they are in lock and key. So anyone in association, chanting, with a relation, giving up all their annabhilash, karma, gyan, yoga, tapasya, and attachment of worldly things, and if they chant name, then what becomes? Oh, the mirror of this heart becomes clear. But even it is in lock. Then he tells.
When the conditioned soul being in this world begins this process of Nam Sankirtan and his heart becomes clear,
at then we can ask a question. How you are telling? Have you realized this? And then telling, oh, we chanted name so long as 20 years with Prabhupada. And we heard so many things. So you are like a very young boy and you are telling like this. Have you realized something that your chetomarjan has been done? Or bhav maha davagni nirvapanam. Oh, I can tell. I can tell. That I have some realization, yes. Swamiji had realization, I also some realization. So you can believe in me. And chant name. You fell down because you have not chanted, hear, heard in real process that we are doing. We are in real process from when, you know, from the age of, oh, I don't know, from beginning of my life, when I was a
small boy,
childlike, I used to chant Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, like this. I don't know from where, when, and how I came in the association of my Gurudev when I was about 24 or 5 years age. And how I was attracted at that time when I was in a job of a very good officer. At that time, I have not been initiated also, but I was chanting 1 lakh name without any fail daily.
64
you cannot imagine.
64 rounds.
64 rounds. 64. Now perhaps someday I fell, but at that time never failing. I was doing. And very soon I came in the association of my Gurudev. And from 1946, I was initiated there and I had the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Gurudev, from Pujyapar Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapar Sauti Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Jajavan Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Puri Maharaj. Puri Maharaj at that time a very Pranavananda Brahmachari. Oh, very young. And in due process I used to chant and hear Harikatha, serve them. And quickly my all kinds of bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. All kinds of miseries, what we fell in our worldly life, gone. Everything. I'm very happy now. I have a thousand and thousand of, oh, so many children's. But I'm not attached anywhere. Never. I want their welfare. I want that they should be devotee. Like Swami Maharaj. Like my Gurudev. I'm following their lines. So I may tell that I have realized my all samsaric problems. Gone bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam. And Shreya Kairava Chandrika also, to some point, oh, come, they have come. You can realize if you can follow your Gurudev or me also, no harm. Because he has told that you should help my devotees. So what is that? Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. From today you should try to have a very strong faith in these names, transcendental names.
So now, when the devotee...
Say Jadurani, senior most lady devotees, or all devotees. She took first initiation in
New York.
And... she is very happy now, and chanting, remembering. No girlfriend, no boyfriend, nothing. Very happy. He never looks on them. So you can be. Go on.
Shreya Kairava Chandra Kavataranam.
For this we want to discuss something. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. All good qualities of devotees will come and manifest in that devotee. How? Bhakti has these six lips symptoms. If you are chanting really in the guidance of a guru, bona fide guru, with a relation, giving up all worldly desires and everything, then first, what will be? All kinds of bad things. Very easily they will go. All kinds of attachments will go at once, very quickly. No attachment of Maya will be there. If you are chanting names, hearing Harikatha, serving Gurudev, but so many worldly desires are there, so much lust is there, what is the meaning? You are not following the process in good way. There is something whole. You should try to make it
repair.
Otherwise all water of bhakti will go away. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Jayatma Samprasidati. Sabai Punsang Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radhokkaje Ahet Dukya Apratihata Jayatma Sam. We read also so many times Srimad Bhagavatam. We become teachers. And we can tell others. In India, there are so many, professional persons. Oh, they can sing and they can tell Srimad Bhagavatam, explain Srimad Bhagavatam. All will be attracted and charmed, and all may weep. But he himself is always. Eyes are on money, from how much money is coming. And he, not a pure devotee. Even a devotee he is not. He is Shankar Mayabadi. But he is planning Srimad Bhagavatam for collecting money. He is all offenses, attachment will not go. So first will come what? All our worldly attachment will go. And if not going, then we should have to be very careful. There is something whole. We should try to repair it very carefully. Otherwise you will go down and you are bound to be weak, as we are seeing. They are seniors, but very weak. They cannot give up attachment, worldly attachment. So, first it will come. And second part, all kinds of good qualities will come. So many. So we should be very careful. Then, Vidya Badhu Jivanam. Madhava Maharaj can explain something. Vidya Badhu Jivanam. What is Vidya Badhu Jivanam? What it has been told, 7 things. This is a result of taking Harinam. If not they are coming, we should be very careful. Searching where is our holes and loops. And we should try to repair it. Otherwise, you cannot realize anything. Trinadapi Sunichena. Tarorapi sahishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtanim. These 4 qualities will come. And if there are no 4 qualities, oh, not pure name. And these results will not come. So try to be first these.
So these 4 qualities will come. And as before, we have heard from lotus lips of Gurudev, it mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam also, yasasti bhakti bhagavatta kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura
harava
bhakta satuto mahaguna
manorathena dhava
satuto bhagavato vahi yasasti bhakti bhagavatta kinchana who has one pointed devotion for Krishna yasasti bhakti bhagavat sarva.
What is vidya? What is Vidya, you should know. Vidya is Srimati Radhika herself. No? Her activities to Krishna, love and affection, can control Srimati Radhika. Krishna. No? So really, or she is the transcendental Vidya, learning. What is learning? How to serve Krishna and Radhika? Especially to Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Srimati Radhika has up to sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, modan, madan, lust. Krishna has not all these qualities. He has no madan. Srimati Radhika has madan. So, she is really Vidya, para Vidya, Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, is Radhika. And this, she is called Badhu. Badhu means beloved. If you are chanting name in that process, after some days, in 5th stage, what will be? Vidya Badhu Jivanam. This name, you will realize that this name is the Badhu, is the beloved, most beloved, love and soul of Radhika. That is bhakti. You will realize these things. And after this, what will come? In 6th, Vidya Bodhu Jivanam, Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. Oh, you should stand up again. Oh, you should come down and realize these things. And from today you should begin name like this. Oh, you will Very soon you will realize all these things what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. You will realize. And if you are not doing so for them, oh, in 6 and 7 shlokas he has told. So go on.
So now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after describing that by chanting his name, Shuddha Sattva, that means Bhakti, will come in the heart, and one will realize practically how this Nam, that is Krishna himself, is the life and soul of Srimati Radhika. Those who have eligibility and potential within their heart, they can realize, oh, I am Pali Dasi, maidservant of Srimati Radhika. And then what will be the result of chanting? As they go on chanting, Mahaprabhu is explaining here, Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam, an ever-increasing ocean.
At that time, in this stage, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the temple of Sri Jagannath? He never saw Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. What he saw? Oh, Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. Sometimes, when he was in senses, he can see Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. But usually he used to see Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar with flute in the hand of Jagannath. And they are not seeing Baladev and Subhadra there. Totally. Only Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. And what he was telling? Brajendra Nandan, bina phate mor book. Oh, my
heart is
broken. It's going to be break. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When he was going to Vrindavan, in Jhadi Khanda, this forest, dense forest, very mad, so many mad elephants, tigers, bears, very ferocious, snakes, all were there. And he was telling, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? In this stage, he was doing. All mad elephants used to be his disciples like. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tiger, lion, bear.
One day, so many elephants came. And Mahaprabhu was taking bath. He took some water and sprinkled. All the mad elephants raised their what soon? And bow down on 2 knees and began to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very miracle. Very miracle. So this is the case in the stage of that he was going. Oh, who am I? Not knowing. Not knowing. Only he is searching Krishna. Oh, Krishna, where you are? Where you are? My beloved Krishna, where you are? When this will come, little beat if he is come, your life is successful. Try to search this Krishna. Oh, Nandanandan. With Srimati Radhika. In this process, oh, you will very soon, you will realize these things. What you have not realized up to this age of 60 or 70. But you can realize all these things very soon. Then?
So here, the devotee is chanting in ecstatic bliss. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam. Oh, not only blissfulness. How? Blissfulness pratipadam. At every step, oh, there's a very deep meaning here. Pratipad means this Hare Krishna Mahamantra has 8 sections. And in these 8 sections, all the Nitya Leela of Radha Krishna are present. First in Hare Krishna is Nishanta Leela. Hare Krishna, Prata Leela, morning Leela, and then midday pastimes, afternoon pastimes like this. So in this stage, when the devotee is chanting, Anam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam, in every letter, every syllable of his name, Hare Krishna.
How you will realize? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, example himself. When he was in Kashi, Varanasi, for a minute, he was in Varanasi and met with Prakashananda. You know perhaps all these things. And Prakashananda told that you are in a very good disciplic line, guru line. But why you are chanting and dancing? and singing. Being a sannyasi, renounce order. We don't do. Why you are doing? Oh, he told that, I am very foolish. My Gurudev told me that you are not qualified to read, study Vedanta. You should only remember one slok, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Keval. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Only chanting name, and chanting name. There is no other, what, gati?
No other process.
No other process.
No,
you cannot be happy. Never, never and never. So, he gave me name. What name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And also Krishna mantra. Swaha. What? Swaha. Oh Krishna. Beloved Krishna. Sut Swaha. So, I began to chant these mantras and Maha mantra. And very quickly I became mad, totally mad. I could not say that why I am being so mad. I saw a boy. These names became like a very beautiful teenaged Shyam boy. And when I saw that she was playing on flute, smiling towards me with crooked eyes. At once I was charmed. I wanted to follow. Quickly, I ran towards him. But he very gradually he was going behind and behind. Oh, I ran very fast. But quickly he used to do like this. I could not touch him. When I was so nearer, about to catch him, at once he disappeared. I became mad. I fell down, rolling on the earth. Where my Krishna? Where my Krishna? So I don't know why. How my heart realized all these things. So when I chant name, I see my beloved Krishna. I cannot tolerate. I cannot check myself. Sometimes I chant and sing, and sometimes dancing, sometimes roll down. Ha Krishna, where you are like this? Then I went to my Gurudev, I told, Gurudev, what kind of mantra you have given that it has made me so much mad? All world is telling me that you are mad, and I really realize that I have become also mad. Why you gave this mantra? Then Gurudev at once embraced me and told, your life is successful. This is the result of chanting Hari name. Oh, I can have so much garb.
Proud of you.
That a disciple or like you I have received. We should try to be a disciple like this, so that our guru should have so much pride for us. And if you are not doing, you are going to hell, you are going to be very weak, then he will be very worried for us. And perhaps he will have to come again for you, or he will have to send any his representative, go and help them. He will be very worried. If you are sincere, but very weak, and he is realizing this thing, he is seeing from where he is, and he wants to help you, but you have so much faith on wealth, and you are collecting, but you don't know all these things. If you are like this, give him all the things. Oh, from very very day, you will see that everything is coming. Everything, automatically coming. So you should. And then you will realize. Oh, pad. Pad means?
Each and every step.
A step. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like his Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are feeling like that. Anandam Budhi, the ocean of endless ocean of love and affection coming. And they are, oh, what?
They are swimming, under
swimming waves. In the waves. These waves. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu days. Oh. And he became totally mad and jumped in the sea. And he was there for 3 days, 3 nights. And he became like tortoise or very long. He was like dead, but he was not dead. Sarup Damodar went with his colleagues and discovered. And then he began to
chant
holy name, Sankirtanam, surrounding him. And at once, gradually, he came in senses and began to dance so. And Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. How you will realize these things? So, the wonderful devotees, powerful devotees has written all these books and they have kept all these things in their books. Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam. You cannot realize Raghunath Das Goswami when he was in the bank of Radhakund and what he was doing? Always tears, always tears. Always tears. Why? How? You cannot imagine. You can imagine if you are in a real process, you can realize. Otherwise, never and never. Anandam Budhi Pratipadam.
Srila Gurudev has been giving the examples of Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam. Now, Purnamrita Swadhanam. One can Aswadhanam, taste Purna Amrita, complete nectar. What does that mean? Krishna has 4 qualities. They're not present in any other incarnation of the Lord. What is that? Rupa Madhuri, the sweetness of his form. Venu Madhuri, the astonishing sweetness of his flute playing. Leela Madhuri of his pastimes and Prema Madhuri of the love he shares with his devotees. These are 4 types of sweetness and they can be tasted at every step. Really, this is nectar. And this can be tasted through the chanting of Harinam when all the pastimes are coming in the heart of the devotee. But one, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, he has said, one may criticize if the devotee by chanting Harinam is enjoying so much, then this may be a fault. Why? Because in this world, the jivas, their fault is that they are enjoyers, they're trying to enjoy in this world? No. To give an answer to this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Sarvatma Snapanam. This chanting completely cleanses the heart, mind, soul, intelligence, determination, and everything. It is totally pure. There is no self-interest in this. This happiness is unlimited. But it is not illicit. Why? Because no self-interest at all. It is a byproduct of the transcendental love which fills the heart through the chanting of the holy names. So therefore, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Oh, there is a story. Oh, there was a marriage party. Marriage had been fixed for tomorrow. Date was fixed. And it was by the side of Ganges. So they decided that our party should go to in the house of daughter wala. Understand?
Bride's house.
Bride's house. With a boat. On a boat. And they managed a boat wala, ferry wala. Boat came, and so many families and relatives of bride, oh, they were in boat. They took so many things as we take. They took wine. They took prostitute to sing and to dance. And also ganja bhang. You know ganja bhang? What is ganja bhang? Marwan. They know what they. So they took all these things. And in the boat, in the second story, lower down, oh, they began to enjoy all these things. And the head of the family gave so much money to boat wala, oh, that you should, in the morning, next morning, oh, we should reach there, otherwise marriage will not be done. Auspicious day is in morning. At 4 in morning, you should reach there. He told that you should give me some money for bringing ganja bhang and other things, and we will do. And also some drugs you should give me. Then all were enjoying in inside boat, and 5, 6, or 8 members of the boat wala, they were doing
rowing.
And they were full of sweats. In the morning at 4, the master of the family, father, he came out and he began to see where now we are. We are just in our destination or not. But he saw, he become very wonder that, oh, our boat is same place, on the same place, not 1 inch it has been gone. We are in our village, the palm tree are here. Our coconuts are here. Our houses are here. The same ghat. Ghat means? Same place. Why? He called on. No, I gave so much money. I gave you what you wanted. But still our boat is here. Why? Oh, we have missed our marriage. How it can be done? Oh, very, very wrong thing. And he became very serious to them. But the boat wala came, oh, master, you have given us all these things. And whole night, without any taking rest, we are sailing.
So much.
You can see, we have not rested anywhere. But where is the wrong? Oh, now they searched.